The southern African nation of Angola has known little but war since a revolt against Portuguese rule began 4 decades ago. 3 liberation movements, which fought successfully against Portuguese forces and brought about Angola's independence in 1975, later turned on each other. The Angolan government, controlled by one of the former liberation movements, continues to battle the hit-and-run raids of another, UNITA, which is led by Jonas Savimbi. The war has devastated Angola's economy. 3/4 of the population live in poverty in a country rich in natural resources. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Luanda.
The effects of Angola's seemingly endless war are readily apparent in this seaside capital. Most of the city's 3.5 million residents have no running water, so thousands of women and young girls walk the streets balancing buckets on their heads in search of water wherever they can find it. Most Luandans have no electricity either, and city roads are largely unpaved and crisscrossed with open sewers. Then there are the cars, luxury cars, lots of them, strikingly incongruous in a country of such abject poverty. According to UN economist Bernard Owanji, Luanda has more luxury cars per capita than any other city in Africa.
You can see that by the style of living, by the rate at which they buy new motor vehicles, you know, including the latest models. You know, as soon as they come out in America or in Germany, 1 month later you have them on the streets in Luanda.
The cars belong to members of Luanda's elite in the ruling party and the government, which, until the collapse of international communism, was firmly in the sphere of the Soviet Union. Rafael Marques heads a U.S.-funded group called Open Society.
The elite of today are the peasants and the workers, the laborers of yesterday, and the Marxism-Leninism, the same people that fought against bourgeois, fought against private property, fought against everything that could be individual, now are the elite.
Marques's group is part of a rapidly growing civil society movement in Angola that is becoming increasingly vocal in its opposition to the continuation of the war and to government corruption. The new activities are the one ray of hope many Angolans point to when assessing their country's future prospects. But Marques acknowledges that the activists have a long way to go.
Only the warriors, the warmongers, have space to play the field. More and more Angolans are convinced that the only way to end this war is to have the society taking part in the process of finishing the war.
The Angolan Catholic Church has emerged as a key supporter of the civil society movement. Archbishop Zacharia Komweno heads the country's Conference of Bishops.
We see the country getting worse. Poverty, the country is sick. Meanwhile, there are just a few people getting rich in such a speedy way. It is very important for us to speak out and not leave the Angolan problem in the hands of the politicians. We know that many people are getting rich with this war.
Chief among them, many believe, is President Dos Santos. Some publications place him among the world's 50 richest men. Through relatives and associates, the president reportedly controls or has shares in all the country's major enterprises, especially oil and diamonds. There are also hundreds of new millionaires among Luanda's elite. Manuel Augusto, the vice minister of social communication, doesn't deny allegations of corruption among some government officials.
I will not say it's not true, but I will say, if so, the people who behave like this are not patriots.
Augusto is part of a new face the Angolan government has begun to present in recent months amid rising domestic and international pressure for change. The issue has prompted dissension inside the ruling party. Marcelino Moko was secretary general of the party and prime minister until forced out 3 years ago in a dispute with the president. Now he supports the civil society movement.
Now we have a situation of the citizens being terrorized by the police.
Like the Pope said in Eastern Europe in one of his visits, don't be afraid, speak out. That voice was missing here, and I've given that voice to people. Don't be afraid, speak out.
For all the misery and war in Angola, the new activists are surprisingly optimistic. All say they are convinced their numbers are growing so rapidly that their demands for change can no longer be ignored. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Luanda.